I shouldn't have come to her house and gone right to annoying her, but it was so damn easy. I liked the red hue which sprang to her cheeks and how her jaw tensed so hard it made her lower lip tremble. It was cute. When I turned around and saw her staring, I couldn't help but smile at her. She remained glued to her book as I climbed out of the pool and grabbed my towel to dry off. The cool fall air made my skin pebble with goosebumps. I was half tempted to jump back into the pool just to escape the cold. Instead, I went inside. It was so chilly in the house, and I swore it was from the ice queen on the couch in the living room. I went over to the thermostat and changed it from 65 to 75.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
She asked. Turning the heat up. You may like being frigid, but I don't, I said as I rubbed the towel through my hair.
You can't come in here and be a fucking pest.
She snapped. Don't get your panties in a bunch, Harley. How about 70? That seems like a good compromise.
Don't talk about my panties.
She said under her breath, but not low enough. I walked past her and rubbed a hand through her hair as if she were a child. She smacked my hand away and nearly growled. I left her in the living room, a flurry of curse words following me all the way to my new bedroom. Once I dressed and returned to the living room, Harley proceeded to actively ignore me. I walked into the kitchen and started clanging cupboard doors as I looked for something to make lunch. Do you want a toasted cheese sandwich? I asked. She didn't respond. I cooked up mine, American cheese, and ate half of it while I cooked one for her. American and cheddar, just the way she liked it. She wouldn't be able to resist. I threw it on a plate and brought it over to her. Her gaze rose to mine, and the curl in her lips softened when she saw the gooey American sandwiching the cheddar's deeper orange. It never fully melted like the American cheese did.
Thanks,
she said as she took the plate and placed it on top of her book.
Knowing how to make my favorite sandwich doesn't make you any less of a nuisance, you know.
Yeah, I know, I told her as I sat on the chair across from her and finished my remaining half. I stared at her full lips while she ate. A string of cheese caught on her chin, and I fought a smirk beneath my knuckle. I'd never hated Harley, even though she'd say differently. Even though I didn't like her dad, she was okay. Unlike my mother, who started acting like a spoiled brat the moment she got her hands on some of their money, Harley was shy and insecure. I was surprised she even went to that damn party. I was the big brother and she was the little sister. Harassing her was just a part of growing up together. I probably took it too far a time or two, and eventually she just flat out ignored me. Before the incident, she disliked me. After the incident, she hated me. By then, there was no breaking through the walls she'd built around herself with the bricks I'd handed her.